believe the fake polls. You go to the scientific ones, they're pretty accurate when you look at a whole aggregate of them within plus or minus 3-4 points. But the betting market in the last 60 years has been over 99% accurate, and they say Harris for months has been behind Trump. Now she's sinking even faster. We join a whole bunch of radio stations, 300-plus stations that don't carry the first 5 minutes. We go to break here in a few minutes, and we're going to come back and break all this down. So much key news straight ahead. Well, thank everybody for tuning in. You're the Paul Revere. So everybody else you know, tune in. And remember, staying in communication during a crisis is paramount. I was literally digging around for the two or three satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready, and that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is they're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. You get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool, secure, encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones, every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team, the guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radios. So for me and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off-grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a baby stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are also really, really good aspects to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's going to be September 29th in DC. You got RFK speaking, you got Tulsi Gabbard speaking, and you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down. Everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, it's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's at the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector when it comes to family members.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Shop. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Accurate prediction rates out there. He is saying basically certain civil unrest, probably what you call civil war conditions, the Democrats are openly saying they want, whether Kamala steals the election or whether Trump wins. He's going to be joining us to talk about that, the economy, in the next hour. But you know what? I got a lot of news to hit. In fact, too much. But I'm going to go through a lot of it and breaking news as it goes up on Real Alex Jones on X and InfoWars.com here on this live Friday edition. But let's open the phones up. Let's open the phones up specifically on Kamala's canned taped interview where she sat there like a ventriloquist doll on Tampon Tim's lap and flip-flopped, flip-flopped, double, triple flip-flops, and then lie, 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 lie. And the one truth, yes, I've been consistent. I want to cut off the energy of the U.S. and have carbon taxes and destroy our economy. Like, wow, she told the truth. Broken clocks are right occasionally, at least twice a day. Though I didn't find her tell the truth twice. I've watched it several times. So I want to open the phones up for first-time callers, give you a chance to get on the show. That means if you were a first-time caller, got left on hold, that happens occasionally. Though I'm doing a better job of getting to every call. Like yesterday, or the day before, we left a few calls on hold. So we want to call them back. If they wanted to be called back, that's fine as well. I want to open the phones up right now and take your calls on election 2024 and on Kamala's lack of performance last night. Now, I look at the different international and national betting systems and bookies around the world, and most of them have Trump a little bit ahead of Kamala. But if you go back a few months ago, she was a little bit ahead of him. But now with the new booking numbers that came out and Breitbart's reporting on it, Red State's reporting on it, and it's way more accurate than the polls, though they're political as well and lean left. That's where all the big money is. Trump went up even more in the few bookies that had her still dead heat or tied to the lead, and in some of the others, he's now tied with her. But in most, Trump is ahead of Kamala. Betting markets dump Kamala Harris after CNN interview. That's Breitbart. Gamblers have another interesting reaction to Kamala Harris's appearing on camera. They talked to the biggest bookies, and they said it was just a horrible performance. And that is exactly what it was. So their job is not to get her where she actually wins, but to where people plausibly can believe she won, and there's plausible deniability that she stole it. And because of Georgia and Texas and Arizona and Nevada, despite the fact that Democrats control many of those states, like Nevada and Arizona, In the courts, they've been very successful at proving dead people out of district. The illegal aliens are on the voter rolls and have been voting, and Gallup and Rasmussen and others have been done big national surveys and found upwards of 14% of the illegals they questioned said they'd voted, and they're finding up to 10%, depending on the districts, of illegals that did vote, or 10% of the votes. So this is really baked in, the fraud, and that's why Trump's got to have a big lead. But you can't believe the polls because, again, they oversample Democrats. They call known Democrats. They call people with landlines in a lot of these. Who's got landlines? Super old people. Most folks don't want to say they support Trump because of the stigma that they might get attacked. That came out, of course, 2016. We saw that. Trump won by a bigger margin in 2016. That's why the fraud didn't work. He did win by less in 2020 from the numbers I've seen. That's why they were able to steal it. So I've made that statement 1,000 times. All the voting experts agree with it. That's where we are. So right now, Trump lost Georgia by 6,000, 7,000 votes. Michigan by, what, 11,000? Arizona by just a few thousand as well. They're not going to be able to pull this off this time. And that's why they're going to try to kill Trump again. That's why they tried to kill him on July 13th. So here's the toll-free number. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, and we'll take your calls on last night's lack of performance, anything else election-related, and that is a big, wide field. What will the black swans be? What tricks do the globalists have up their sleeves? False flags, what would those false flags be? I really love hearing from you. 877-789-2539. And the listeners tell me on the street, hey, more calls. We like the calls. Well, I do too. So that's where we are right now. 877-789-2539 on this Friday, August 30th, 2024 edition of the Alex Jones Show. All right. Going back to this, I mentioned it, but I want to drill into it now because it's a big deal. You know, back when they stole the election almost 2 years ago from Bolsonaro, scientific polls had him, and he won in every district but the capital city by 5 to 6 to 7 points, some areas 10, 20 points. But in the magic, most populous city, actually it's not their capital, Brasilia is their capital, but it's small, in the main city of, in the most populous city of Brazil, Lira won by a huge margin that was magically just able to beat the populist Bolsonaro, who could get 6-7 million people in the streets, and then Lula would have his biggest rallies and maybe 500,000, 1 million would show up. And I knew then the State Department had been working with the communist to beat Bolsonaro, and they used the same tactics then of indicting him, and they took him off the ballot. He can't run for 8 years, the Supreme Court said. And you've got this particular Supreme Court justice that runs the show who is just ridiculously tyrannical. And so he's been telling secretly, it came out a month ago, that if, I know most of you know this, for those, then I'll recap it, that the owner of X, Elon Musk, must secretly, they sent him communiques, give them the names a day of thousands of people that were criticizing the government so they could go arrest them. And Elon Musk said, I'm not going to do it. And then a couple of weeks ago, they said they were going to arrest the staff and legal staff in Brazil of X. So Musk said, we're stopping having a presence in Brazil, and we're going to pull out, but still it can get into the country. And so now, a few days ago, the government, the judge, the tyrant, more powerful than the current president that stole the election, the communist, Lula, said, okay, well, if you don't bring your company back into my jurisdiction, we're going to build an electronic firewall like China and try to block X inside the country. So good luck with that. It's taken the Chinese trillions of dollars to be able to finally, you know, get that partially in place. So they're really setting up a true tyranny there. But now they've gone pure totalitarian, because the way the law works all over the world, you can't have Starlink, that is another company, and then because he doesn't like X, the judge has now seized the assets of Starlink to punish Elon Musk. How one Brazilian judge could suspend Elon Musk X, AP. And you read the corporate media, they're very supportive of this. Like, Elon's making fun of this honorable man who literally looks like Nosferatu and wears Count Dracula outfits and runs around on TV with a giant flowing cape twice the size of Darth Vader's and flaps his cape around. Supervillain Brazil judge freezes Starlink financial assets after threatening X for allowing free speech. How one Brazilian judge suspended Elon Musk X. In absence of representatives for the X network in Brazil, the STF blocks financial resources from Elon Musk Starlink. And then there's big articles here in the Financial Times of London. And boy, that's the establishment mouthpiece of establishment mouthpieces. The discreet U.S. campaign to defend Brazil's elections. Now, I told you this back at the time, and here's some of the articles that came out after that, but now new documents have come out that the CIA and State Department are directly working with Lula and the communist and this Dracula LARPer, or cosplayer, and it's the Biden administration doing this. So it's the exact same tactics. You could see that. I knew the history, so I called it. Exclusive Reuters report. CIA chief told Bolsonaro government not to mess with Brazil's election. Sources say, oh, like Bolsonaro was going to mess with the election. Oh, see, he's the bad guy. And now Mike Benz has released the documents. The U.S. State Department in massive favors and leverage personal connections to build voting machines for Lula, aligned Brazil officials, and then the CIA warned Bolsonaro not to mess or cast doubt on all the new U.S. State Department secured voting machines determining his election. Here it is right here. So, I mean, I laugh at this, but this is not funny. This is very sad. Elon Musk retweeted it and said, this is very, very interesting. So that's how they operate. Oh, we've shipped some special voting machines down there for you. And we put them in and paid to have them put in. Showing Bolsonaro didn't have control of the country. He was just the president. He had executive power. He tried to block forced injections, the rest of it. And now they're indicting him for his wife having a necklace somebody gave her. And he falsified his vaccine card so he could fly. Sounds like a good guy to me. I mean, oh, he should have just rolled up his sleeve for the Moderna or the old Pfizer injection. So they've arrested the head of Telegram, lured him there with Macron saying he wanted to have dinner with him. Telegram's bigger than X worldwide in actual reach. It's not very powerful in North America. So I'd say X overall is more important, but Telegram is one of the only other independent big tech outfits that were building their own financial system, their own cryptocurrency. This definitely threatened the system. And so now you've seen what has happened there. Now I want to get into this, and we'll go to Larry, Logan, Lance, Aaron, Noah, Forrest, Max, Dallas, Stephanie, Mary, and Greg. And that'll be the calls we get to this hour. We'll get to every one of you. Those are 11 calls, but we'll stop there because I have a guest coming up next hour. But because I said I would get to it, let's hit this right now. This is the type of crap that they have on MSNBC. And it's deceptive, but at the heart, it's true. But not the way they spin it. So the Berkeley law dean, the head of their law school, says the Constitution is undermining democracy. Now, if you go back to the different democracies they tested thousands of years ago in Greece, 25, 2600 years ago, 2200 years ago, they had different tests. The first one was where they would, I forget the particular, I think it was Athens. Guys, look up the first Greek city-state that tested democracy, the first Greek state with democracy. I think it's going to be Athens. But just check my memory because you know, it gets foggy. I haven't read over that information in decades, but we'll see if it's accurate. But it's well known. Yeah, it was Athens because that's where the main philosophers were. They were throwing them off the cliff there. I forget the name of the cliff. So they said, hey, let's have only the landowners and the rich. So first it was just the rich, the gentry, the noblemen. Let's have it where you have a urn. Yeah, it was Athens. Athens is considered the first Greek city to have democracy. Okay, so I'm making sure my memory's still on target. Because it used to be photographic, it's faded some, so it's like 97% accurate now, so I got to double check everything. So they would have a big urn, two big urns. They'd have a black urn and a white urn, and they would have black stones and they would have white stones. And so they would go put them in the two urns, and then they would count those. They'd dump them out, and everybody would watch, and they'd count them. And the most common thing they did was, okay, this guy, this philosopher, because they were all about ideas, said something we don't like, so he's ordered either drink hemlock or we're going to throw him off the cliff if he refuses. And then they would order the guards to throw him off the cliff. It was like a 500-foot cliff. And I've actually visited. It's really cool. But so that's what goes on. And they just grab you and throw you off the cliff. And if you were manly, you just drink the poison. Here, drink the poison. You die in 10 minutes, or we're going to kill you ourselves. Now, that's a pure democracy. And the founders talked about the mad hell of democracy, mob rule being one of the worst things. So you vote in a pure democracy that 51% votes against the 49, or maybe it's 55 against 45, that we're going to cut the penises off all the boys. That's what the left's trying anyways. And then, oh, it's democracy, we do it. Or, hey, blacks are 2/3 human, so their votes don't count as much. Or crap like that. So in a pure democracy, that's what you can do. You can say, well, we didn't follow it at first. And that's why the courts over the years got more and more to follow it. So that's why a pure democracy is so dangerous. And that's why historically, any country that tries it turns into a French Revolution situation very, very quickly, where one mob outvotes the other mob, and another mob outvotes them, and then it creates hell on earth. So it's true. The Constitution stands in the way of the communists brainwashing a bunch of people and promising them free stuff. And then, of course, they never give them a bunch of free stuff. The communists just go over and take over the mansions and the companies and the businesses and loot them. And they don't know how to run them. So it all falls apart. And then society goes over a nosedive into collapse. And so that's democracy defined. Pure democracy is a tyranny of the majority. A republic has guardrails and protects minority rights. And everybody has the same rights. You're not all equal in that you're all as smart or all have the best genetics or all as wealthy or all have the best position or best chances, but you've got a shot at it and you've got basic rights that can't be violated. You look at the left, that's all they're doing is violating it. Taking all your real basic rights that they didn't give you, that God gave you, but that the Bill of Rights Constitution enshrines and defends. So they're obliterating all the real basic rights to privacy and to travel and to your body and to not be in a war, you know, all that stuff, and to your speech. While telling you, oh, well, you have a right, though, to cut your son's penis off, or you have a right to have two men to have a baby, or a man can be in a prison with women and get him pregnant saying he's a woman. You have all these cuckoo rights that don't matter and 50 genders, but you don't have the real basic rights, like having a secure border. That's in the Constitution, one of the few things the feds are supposed to do. So here is a clip, then we'll go to break and come back with all your calls very, very quickly, and then Martin Armstrong's coming up. You don't want to miss it. Here is the professor.
The political divide is wide, with both sides of the aisle believing a win for their opponent could doom the country. But the dean of Berkeley Law School argues it's not just politics, but America's founding document, the Constitution, that needs a bit of an overhaul. Joining us now is Dean Erwin Chemerinsky. His new book is titled No Democracy Lasts Forever, How the Constitution Threatens the United States. Dean Chemerinsky, thanks for being with us this morning. So how, in your view, does the Constitution that this country was built on and has been for nearly 250 years is a threat, actually, to the country?
Choices that were made in adopting the Constitution have come to haunt us. The Electoral College increasingly is choosing the president who lost the popular vote. Two senators per state.
Look at this
undermining democracy.
Reading off a commie script.
Of Congress There were 50 Democratic senators and 50 Republican senators.
This is a direct attack on the Republic.
Senators represented 42 million people.
This is tyranny.
Life tenure for Supreme Court justices is increasingly problematic. For much of American history, the tenure for Supreme Court justice was an average of 15 years. Since 1970, it's been 27 years.
By the way, stop him. I want to say one more thing about Greek history. And it's so complex and huge. I'm just giving you a quick snapshot, just stalled. So to get the actual details perfectly, go research it yourself. I'm just giving you from memory. You just saw I got the other thing from memory right, but it gets, I mean, literally dozens of city states, different governments all the time. But the original tyrants in Greece, where the word comes from, being terrible leader in Greek, tyrannus, were pure democracy. So first they did it for the rich people, and it was horrible. Then they did it where the general public, the fishermen, the farmers, everybody got to vote, and they would always vote in a tyrant who would then rob all the wealthy and middle class, and things would collapse. So that's why history is so important, because it repeats. Let's continue with this dangerous person.
Seven, but they've become much more salient in recent years.
Professor Chemerinsky, I understand, this is Gene Robinson, I understand that there are lots of outdated pieces of the Constitution. There's really good stuff. I think it is probably true that the founders would be astonished that we haven't altered the Constitution to fit our present circumstances. On the other hand,
they've altered a bunch.
In the real world, wouldn't it be madness to try to change the Constitution at this point, when the country is so polarized, so angry, and so unable to agree on anything? All those foundational principles, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, our freedoms, would be in jeopardy, it seems to me.
You're right. The country is deeply polarized, and that in itself is a threat to democracy. Our government has lost the confidence of the people.
Yeah, because you're a lying sack of crap.
In 1964, in a Pew
Research
survey,
we're away to you. It's not balkanized.
77% of the people.
It's not polarized. We hate you.
Last October,
we're winning.
It was 20%. In the book, I argue that much that's wrong with the government can be fixed by statute. It also can be fixed by constitutional amendment. And I say, rather than a series of constitutional amendments, isn't it time to start thinking of a new constitution? Isn't it absurd?
They're getting ready to pack the court, everything.
By a constitution written in 1787 for a small, agrarian, slave-owning society? Yes, you're right, of course. There's much in the current constitution to keep. And you're right.
That's enough. That's why they want to get rid of the statues and get rid of the flags. They want to get rid of the whole country. They're attacking the basis of the country that was the apple of the eye, the model for the world. They want to replace it with BlackRock and a social credit score, tracking everything you do with no freedom. And a bunch of just liberal leftist talk. We're going to break. We're going directly to your calls when we come out. Please get incredible products that are game-changing, will enrich your life. Trust me. Go try them. And it keeps us on air. A win-win. We can't keep going without you. We need your support. Plus, these are amazing products. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, for all the toothpaste, the nano silver products, the iodine products, the Next Level Foundational Energy that's not a stimulant but has that effect with no letdown. It's game changer. Next Level Foundational Energy, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Sleep Aid, Rocket Rest. It's all there. The Shroom Force for mental clarity in your immune system. It's all there. drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH, This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now, listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners. And we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are back live. Economist Martin Armstrong has warning, and he's very accurate in the past, regardless of who wins, he sees civil unrest, civil emergency, and the potential of civil war, but he sees civil unrest. That's what they're cooking up. That's coming up. But right now, let's rampage through your calls in the order they are received. Larry in Wisconsin, you're first. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex? I hope you're well.
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to promote a couple of your products. GX2, premium. I mean, utterly premium. The cognitive effects alone are more than worth it. The nitric boost, cardiovascular disease, my cardiologist says really good stuff. And the turmeric, it's awesome.
Thank you.
It takes a lot of my pain away. Okay, now, I like to get to business here. Concerning not only this election, elections in the past, and future elections, here's the deal. This is reality. Due to the iniquities of this country, evil princes have been delivered unto us. Now, that's from the Word of God. It shall continue. Until this people repent. And to this point, we have not. So therefore, more evil princes will rule over us. So we're kicking the bricks on that part. There's nothing we can do about it. That is a spiritual mandate that is directly from God. Okay? But with that being said, we as believers should never, ever get on our knees to these people. They are evil. They work for their father, the devil. And, well, the only thing we can do is continue to hold the light to the darkness, and you guys are the best at it. You, Owen, Harrison, I mean, InfoWars is awesome. You guys are holding.
Well, let me just say, Larry, you're awesome. You're thanking me. Thanks for getting the products. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your word of mouth. You're just as important as we are. And in the aggregate, the listeners and viewers are way more important. Thank you so much, sir. We got to move quick to get everybody. I could talk to you all for hours. Logan in Georgia, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother.
All right. Yeah, it's, you know, I agree with him, but, you know, I can only say for me, it's truly kind of like America First. You know, you just worry about your local community, and that's how these things are kind of won as far as elections go. And I mean, that's how you take over a cartel. You go in, you find a small group of people, you build them up, they go in, take out the big guys. But I mean, you know, Kamala came down here and to the Savannah area, and you can see a ton of Trump supporters out there just shooing her away. I mean, I heard she even had to stop one of her campaign stops. She ended up missing because too many Trump supporters. But, you know, everywhere she goes, it is terrible. But another thing, some of these attacks they might be doing as far as, like, the phones, I wonder with the sat phones, because, I mean, there is a way to tie up every phone line. I mean, it's called a war dialer, and they have, I don't even know where these things are now, but they were crazy back in the day, but you can tie up every phone line in the USA. And I mean, it's game over. So it's curious. I don't know if you've heard anything about how they might do a black swan or anything like that, but.
Well, I mean, the FBI forecasts what the deep state's going to do. They say, oh, there's going to be big cyber attacks during the election to take out the voter roll databases so we can't tell who's an eligible voter. That's exactly where they would hit us, having illegals and folks vote the names of dead people. But I think what the last caller was saying is the best change happens from the inside out. Some change you can, you know, make happen on the outside, but first you've got to get your own house in order. And the Bible tells us, and history proves it's accurate, that if we become decadent slobs and don't care, evil will take over. Great points. Thanks for the call. But people are waking up. People are repenting. So it's a real spiritual battle. The war is the most intense it's ever been right now. Lance in South Carolina, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're a great American.
You are.
You certainly have pledged your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor. We certainly look up to you for that. The Dominion lawsuit with Fox, I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
And Fox settled that pretty quickly.
Yeah, $700 plus million. Rupert Murdoch fell on his sword politically to do that on purpose to then discredit Trump, and he was paid back other ways. Total insider. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I mean, what I'm saying is if you recall, discovery on that lawsuit would have been wonderful because they could have had Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar and the HBO team that put those documentaries together. To talk
and do
about
you know who do you know who then and now is doing those main voting machine and that voting machine company's setup of the computers and the voting machines and their cloud? It's Huawei, the communist Chinese. Can't make that up.
Huawei, yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, it looks like you're already on top of that little theory. I had floated that 4D chess theory to a few of my friends. They were like, "That's probably exactly what happened." But I just think these, as long as we're using computers, Elon had a tweet the other day. As long as we're using computers, we don't have real elections.
Well, that's right. You need to have it paper ballots. Then it's counted in front of everybody at the precinct. Then that's put on a board, and then everybody can see it, and it's totally transparent. It's easier than the computers and the machines. They make it more complex. That's why they want AI in full control and voting from your phone. Absolute scam. Great points. God bless you. Aaron in Texas, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
From Nacogdoches, Texas.
Welcome.
Long-time listener. Anyway, I just wanted to hit a couple points. First one being how COVID has just spurred up all of a sudden here. especially in Texas. I'm sure it's doing it everywhere else, but right here before the election, stirring that up again. And then kind of wanted to hit on Kamala and the debate. I mean, do you think they're going to try to spur something up to, you know, derail the debate coming up?
Well, that's what I mean. This is so important. She's already destroyed, and this will be obvious to the whole world. She can barely talk. That I don't see how they have the debate. So, yeah, I think there's a good chance they'll pull something to cancel it, or so she has, or some horrible thing they can blame on Trump or his supporters so she can have zingers. But let me go back to what you just said. I had dinner with a very prominent, well-known scientist last night, and Mickey Willis and some other folks, and we were out till about 11 after we did some shoots, and he's going to release information soon that's already on record, but he's collated it all, and it goes into the different types of things that are done with white blood cells. And I've also played the clips many times of Pfizer scientists, Moderna scientists, and the head of the British program with their shots, which is the same shot. I forget his name, Bainer. Pull it up. We played it like 20 times over the years. He's in a white lab coat in Canada, but he runs the British operation. And he explains, after your first shot, it turns off the white blood cells partially. Doesn't kill them like HIV, the T lymphocytes, but it turns off the killer Ts that get programmed by the T lymphocytes. So the generals are the T lymphocyte that program and give off the chemicals and orders to the main white blood cell army. That's why when you have a cut or something's infected, pus comes out. That's white blood cells, troops flooding the zone, destroy the viruses and bacteria and to carry everything out of the body, the lymph nodes as well. But the Pfizer and Moderna shots, the same shot, just Moderna's three times stronger, about 3.3 times stronger. It goes in about the third shot. It totally turns off. Now we're 4 years in. None of them turn back on so far. Your white blood cells. So even those white blood cells die and your bone marrow produces more, they are turned off. And so any new virus, either lab-made or natural, that your body comes in contact with, your immune system is already turned down. But if they add the spike protein from HIV that was grafted on to COVID-19, that's why we know it's man-made. That's an admitted fact, you know, back of the science reports, but you know that came out months into it in 2020. Now it's all confirmed in triplicate. You put a spike protein on a regular cold or flu or something else, you don't have to weaponize it in that it's been souped up. That's Dr. David Bauer. That new virus comes in with a spike protein. Your body is trained to turn off even more when it sees the spike protein. So it does the opposite of what a regular vaccine is supposed to do, make your body recognize a pathogen, so it attacks it. They give you a dead or attenuated pathogen. Instead, your body turns off with regular viruses or manufactured viruses even more if the spike protein is attached. And this is all confirmed, but there's about to be a big report, leave it at that, coming out with all the documents and all the, you know, evidence laid out. But what I just laid out is a giant bombshell. So anybody ever heard of us having a worse flu or cold season in the summer? Not in hundreds of years. It's never existed. A summer cold is very rare. Now it's worse in the summer than in the winter because they've turned people's immune systems off and they've got on the shelf a whole bunch of souped up systems with the spike protein on them. What do you make of them apples, Aaron?
Yeah, that is a bombshell. That's insane. I just think it's just real convenient how it all just happens, you know, right before, you know, the biggest election of our entire life.
Oh, they got bird flu. They got monkeypox. They got all the mosquito crap. They got HHH. Yeah, all this scary stuff. They're already doing lockdowns in Massachusetts and California. Absolutely. God bless you, brother. Thanks for the call. Let's put the doctor up. He heads up the British agency that does all the recommendations for the poison shots. Here is the scientist bragging, and this is 3+ years ago, right when they were rolling the shots out, about what a great business system it is to turn off your white blood cells. I'm going to say it again. A vaccine that turns off your immune system. I thought a vaccine turns it up. See, but it's so hidden in plain view. It's so preposterous. People go, well, that can't be. That can't be. Here it is.
So the key message from our finding is that we found that recipients of the Pfizer vaccine, those who've had two doses, have about 5 to 6-fold lower amounts of neutralizing antibodies. Now, these are the sort of gold standard private security antibodies of your immune system, which block the virus from getting into your cells in the first place. And so we found that that's less for people with two doses. We've also found that for people with only one dose of the Pfizer jab, that they are less likely to have high levels of these antibodies in their blood. And perhaps most importantly for all of us going forward is that we see that the older you are, the lower your levels are likely to be, and the time since you've had your second jab, as that time goes on, the lower your levels are also likely to be. So that's telling us that we're probably going to be needing to prioritize boosters for older and more vulnerable people coming up soon, especially if this new variant spreads.
So the gold standard antibodies your white blood cells release are turned down and off by this. So since you won't have an immune system, you'll need constant new shots that turn it down even more. What? He's like saying, because you don't want to cut yourself shaving, you want to put your head in the guillotine and cut your head off. Or you don't want to burn your finger on the stove, so pour gasoline all over yourself and light yourself on fire. You don't want to die of alcohol poisoning, so drink 14 bottles of vodka in one day. You don't want to hurt yourself with a gun, so shove it in your mouth loaded and pull the trigger. You don't want your newborn baby to drown, so throw it off a cliff into the Atlantic Ocean. You want to hear that clip again? No, no, let's go to your calls. But this big news is about to break, and it's already confirmed in there, but I'm going to say it again. Perfect. The communist Chinese and the Russians and everybody, they didn't take the shots that turn off your immune system. Oh, they didn't take one shot in China. You see, oh, and now China can release this, working with Bill Gates. He's one of their agents. And they're all fine, and we have the binary weapon where we're already turned off. Now they give us a new virus with a spike protein. It kills us, but it won't kill them. They won't even get sick because their immune system blocked it. See, instead of making a deadly virus that actually kills you, they just turn your immune system off where a regular virus will kill you. Comprende? Comprehenda? Let's talk to Noah in Colorado. Noah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Just want to let you know that you, your crew, and your family are in our prayers every day. So thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for keeping me in attack formation. You're the reason I'm still on air. I want to thank you for keeping me in the fight. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to touch on a sentiment that a lot of your longtime viewers are probably feeling right now and offer some advice and get some from you. So I woke up in probably 2016, and by 2020, I was marching next to you in Atlanta at the Stop the Steal rally, and now I'm running for local office. But that was a long road to get to that point. A lot of people are starting to wake up right now. And the panic that they're when they are seeing reality is causing a sense of hopelessness. And for people who've been listening for a while, we know what time it is. But what do you suggest we can offer for these people to do outside of, you know, spreading the information, supporting the counterculture and parallel economy, as well as learning to grow your own food and water sourcing? What physical steps can people who are just waking up this late in the game enact to be able to have the most impact? You know, is it poll watching or protesting? What's your take on it?
You know, I could talk for hours about this, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot a 10-minute special report today after the show that will air on the show next week that I'll put on X today, where I talk about what the average person can do, because in the time we have, I can't do it justice. But let me just say something really important. I had a 2.5-hour dinner last night with some really smart folks, and we were talking about different tactics to wake people up and get them to take action. And I said, I just don't go with tactics. I just go with the information and how I feel about it. Because the debate was, do we optimistically say we're going to win and have a sense of positivity so that people that are followers understand that and get on the bandwagon, and we are starting to win and turn the tide, so it's true. I would never say that if it wasn't true, but now is the time to start saying, hey, we're winning. But that makes the enemy even more dangerous to strike back, so you've got to paradoxically admit that. And one of the professors there, scientist, said, Alex is basically right. There's two different main types of people, and there's subvariants of both, but two main types. People that are hope-driven and fear-driven. But I see it all as one thing. You admit how bad things are, so you're facing the real problem, and then you believe in humanity, then you mobilize out of concern and fear that the bad guys are going to do something, but not to give up and roll over, but to defeat them. And that is the hope in humanity. So I don't see it as two different tactics. I don't come on here and try to scare you. I don't come on here and try to give you false hope. I say, here are the facts. Do you really want to roll over and be a slave and these people slowly kill you? Fighting back is the best option. That's the only hope. And we see great things happening. We're starting to turn the tide really quick. But the enemy's going to come in with a counterstrike. The empire will strike back. So pray to God about what you should do. Be vocal. Speak up. Call talk radio. Go speak at city council, school boards about whatever issues you want. Run for office. People violate your rights. Sue them. Shop with patriots. Don't support globalists as much as you can. It's hard not to here and there. Get healthy, change yourself inside, spend more time with your family, find a great church, pray more. There's so much, but the biggest thing is be visual and vocal. If you're one person with a sandwich board talking about the New World Order or Bill Gates killing people, or how the COVID shots destroy your immune system, the sheeple see that, and they're going to get on the bandwagon. The leaders are going to face the facts and take action by deciding not to be slaves, not out of fear, but facing the crisis and then overcoming it and defeating it. So that's basically where I stand. Anything else, Noah?
No, that's absolutely great. It's good information. I look forward to that special report. And it's ironic that the only pill that seems to be good for you nowadays is the truth pill. So
absolutely. God bless you. And look, the truth will set you free, as the Bible says, as Jesus said, people perish for lack of knowledge. Look, the reason I had to answer your question is I think about that a lot. I was thinking about it last night, this morning. I need to sit in my office for at least 20 minutes and brainstorm on that and write some notes, because I can think of 20, 30 things right now, but I want to really at least sit in my office 20, 30 minutes. I got a lot to do today, but that's important. And then I'll go shoot the 10-minute report on it. And I'll kind of canvass the crew too. Hell, that's a good question for the audience for like a 3 hours of calls. It's like, how do we turn this around? Because it's good for all of us to think about that and then also realize how urgent it is. But you got to realize so many people want a perfect fix. Oh, if we did this, it would fix it. Or if we did that. No, it's all of us doing a lot of things, telling the truth that will then inspire others, and we'll have success here, not success there, some success, great success, little success, no success. But when you don't succeed, try again. When first you don't succeed, try again. What did Vince Lombardi say? Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. So just don't quit. I mean, everything good we've got is because people stood up for basic freedoms. People had to die for this stuff. They had to give everything. What I've done compared to my forebears is nothing, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And it's a pleasure. I'm alive. That's what I'm supposed to do. It's not a burden. And my enemies hate that. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Let's go to Max in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Jones the Revelator? Yeah, I wanted to talk about some wild conspiracy theories with the Trump shooting, specifically making it kind of appear that the Illuminati was, or whatever you want to call it, was behind the assassination attempt. I'm sure you're aware that they're obsessed with numerology, and the shooting occurred exactly at 6:11, which is like 9/11 if the 6 is turned inverted.
And it happened on the 13th when the stars were aligned for the death of leaders perfectly in numerology and in astrology, yeah. And I don't follow that stuff, but I study it because the globalists do.
And the Bohemian Grove was going on. And
not just going on, their ritual, their high holy day.
Yeah, the cremation of care, where they throw away their care.
Where they sacrifice an innocent child's effigy to transmute their sins onto it.
Yeah, absolutely wild. And like, then, you know, during the speech, you know, it's a teleprompter planned speech, which of course it should be. It's a professional speech. And at that exact time, the line he's talking about was kind of ominous. He said, if you really want to see something, take a look at this. So then the gunshots ring out. So if he was shot in the head, that would have been his last words before his head exploded on 4K. And then secondarily, regarding the COVID-19 saga coronavirus deal, Now that time has gone by and more data has been released, I don't know if you saw this, but all the countries in the world, including small African countries and that got the vaccine, all reported lower birth rates except one country in the world. Do you know what country that is?
I remember, but I don't. Which one was it? I've seen the study.
Israel is the only country that didn't see a decline in birth rate.
Well, I was going to raise that point. Israel has suspended bombing of Gaza to inoculate the Palestinians. What? That's up on Infowars.com. Come on, folks. And the number one cause of polio, Reuters AP, is the polio vaccine. So the Palestinians are going to roll their sleeves up and have the Israelis inject them. So, no, I've seen that study. I meant to cover it. Yeah, I wonder if Israel got a different shot than everybody else.
I think they were experimented on, and like the revelations from RFK that the weapon was a designer gene weapon that spared certain people, like the Chinese and people with certain Jewish haplogroups in their genetics. And, you know, Russia has said the same thing, that when they were in the Ukraine, that they were developing, and you were way ahead of the curve talking about, you know, race-specific weapons from whistleblowers.
Well, Israel, and this is just a fact, and I'm not just ganging up on Israel because it's popular to do now. I just state the facts, and I've covered it in some of my films. Israel was caught in the 80s secretly working with South Africa, because they had some of the best bioweapons experts, to create a race-specific bioweapon that would kill Arabs. The problem is about a third of the Israelis are Sephardic, and are actually, you know, go back to Jesus and are a little bit browner skin, the dark hair, because you'll see like the tall, handsome Israelis with the dark hair, you know, and the dark eyes. And then you see the Ashkenazis, they look like two different groups of people, and they are somewhat related, you know, at one level. But the Sephardic Jews, they can't release it because it'll kill all of them. Okay. So, yeah, Israel has race specific bioweapons to kill Arabs, but they can't release it because it'll kill a third of the Jews.
Yeah, and America and Russia and other countries have the same technology, I'm sure. You know, it's just, you know, common technology after World War II. That was a big thing with Project Paperclip, was how to get vaccines and people. And the German military came up with the idea of putting it in first candies that had a liquid center. And then they found that they could just implement it in all foods. So
yeah, I don't think they have lettuce now that does that. So, yeah, I mean, it has vaccines in it. Yeah, here's the deal. It's a fact. Israel's developed race-specific bioweapons. So a bunch of other countries. Dick Cheney in Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC document, April 2000, said we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons and wipe out certain races of people. Associated Press reported on it. Thank you for the call. All right, I'm going to do five more minutes and go to Dallas and a few others, Mary, you name it. And then after Armstrong leaves us, if you stay on hold, I'm going to do a little bit in the fourth hour, but if you need to leave, I understand. But I'm going to try to get to Dallas and Stephanie and a few others, Mary, right now, and Greg. But I'll get to as many as I can then. Our special guest is joining us with huge news. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration or self-defense. And you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college, or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorist hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. You could just be 20 miles away, and it could take you a week. You might have to walk home, folks. And you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. And I'm admitting I've not done... I've done 1% of what I should, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out. And here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this. And as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system. And it's all very affordable, the best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9-month delay or back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo, ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not gonna get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.